So let's talk about some of the cases. You mentioned the one man who's doing so well after getting FCR. How about your 75-year-old lady? Can you talk a little bit about her?
This is an older patient who has actually more of an SLL-type presentation. And she was 65 when she presented. She had received a couple of cycles of BR. This is before I met her. And she didn't have a very good response. So then she was given a couple cycles of FCR, which did induce response, but the response was quite transient. She progressed after about a year. And that's when I met her. And at the time we were doing the phase one study of venetoclax, this was before any of the novel agents were FDA approved. And so we enrolled her on the phase one study of venetoclax. And she had an excellent response, which continued for about 5 years or so until about a year ago.
How was her quality of life during that time?
Oh, excellent. As I was mentioning, venetoclax, typically what you may see other than the tumor lysis at the beginning, which goes away, you may get some mild neutropenia. But what I've observed is a lot of times the patient's neutrophils drift down and they live around 1,000, 1,200, but they don't get sick and they don't dip down more. If they do dip down more once or twice, we usually give them pegfilgrastim and then it doesn't happen again. And then occasionally you'll get a little bit of GI side effects, but most of my patients don't have that. I do usually have the patients switch dosing of either venetoclax or ibrutinib if they have GI side effects to nighttime, because that seems to help.
Interesting.